going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gonna be honest, when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thought this whole Aaron Rodgers Pittsburgh Steelers thing would have been done already. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Thought it was going to go down at this Pat McAfee live show that happened in Pittsburgh. That came and went. The draft is a week from today, so I have serious doubts that Rodgers would get signed out before the draft, right?
Well, their workouts start, I think, the 21st. Why not? Well, he could sign tomorrow. There's nothing stopping him. He's not doing anything, is he?
I don't know. I haven't seen him on any weird podcasts, or I didn't think he was on that Blue Origin Felix spaceship that went up to space, right?
The conspiracy with Katy Perry?
I don't know. But it is kind of odd. And, you know, it does leave the Steelers right now. They're certainly at a big crossroads. And I'm not saying they couldn't have Aaron Rodgers and also draft a quarterback. You could stack those two things on top of each other. But, you know, what's the plan here? Is it to go with the 40-year-old, you know, last ride, last shot at a Super Bowl? Or is it to turn the page and try to find, you know, what they thought Kenny Pickett was going to be in the first round of the draft? Let's get the thoughts of Andrew Filippone, a host on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. And Pony, thanks so much for joining us this morning. How you doing, pal?
Right now, doing breakfast trade negotiations with my daughter.
Are you winning or losing?
Live that. Well, it's like at a stalemate.
Yeah.
I had to move her fruit into a Pirates mini helmet, like the ones you get at a baseball game and put ice cream in.
Oh, nice. No, that's a great
solution.
There's
a raspberry on the floor that she's now stepped on, and she's rubbing into our hardwood. So, great.
That's awesome. Raspberry comes out of carpets, like, super easy. So, here's the question. What's the holdup with Aaron Rodgers, Pony?
Well, if I had to bet right now, I would say he doesn't come here. I don't think he views, this is just my opinion, I'm not talking to Aaron Rodgers because no one is. I don't think anyone's talking to his agent, David Dunn, either. But my guess is that he does not view the Steelers as a team where he can rewrite his football ending and have a happy ending. I think that there's some scar tissue from how the Jets thing went. And maybe when this started a month ago, I thought he is so narcissistic and so full of himself and conceited that he feels like he can go anywhere and turn that team into a winner. I think he's being a little bit more selective and picky. And also, I think he may have thought at the beginning of this process that the Steelers were a place he could just walk in and win. And maybe after digging and coming here and meeting with the team, maybe he has some reservations about that too now. So I tend to agree with some of the reports that are out there now, Diana Rossini, Aditi Kinkabwala, who was on our show yesterday, where if it's the Steelers or nothing, I could actually see him doing nothing.
Why doesn't he think the Steelers could be winners? They won 10 games last year, added DK Metcalf, the wide receiver. What is the negative there?
Well, they haven't won a playoff game since 2016. The other soon-to-be Hall of Fame quarterback had a huge falling out at the end of the season with the offensive coordinator and the coaching staff here, where there were questions about whether or not he had any real authority to pick plays and audible and do what he wanted. And of course, I'm talking about Russell Wilson, and it got so bad where it seems like the Steelers had absolutely zero interest in bringing Russell Wilson back. Okay, so you're not into raspberries now. Thank you. Okay,
multitasking.
Yeah, it's training with Nico Harrison a lot easier than dealing with my daughter.
Fair.
I think that Aaron Rodgers has had an appreciation from afar of Mike Tomlin. And I think seeing what happened maybe at the end of Roethlisberger's career, where they took some privileges and freedoms away from him, and what happened with Russell Wilson last year might make him think otherwise about just how much say and control he would have over things here.
Andrew Filippone joining us, 93.7 The Fan, also Master Chef, we're realizing, making breakfast this morning. Okay, let's just go down the road of, let's say this thing, you know, because Rodgers is unpredictable. Let's just say this thing turns around. All of a sudden we get the report, private jet landing, you know, at the airport, and Rodgers is here. Would he get a hero's welcome in Pittsburgh, or are fans dubious of him?
I think more fans would be at this point annoyed and still irritated by him if he showed up and played. I mean, I'd rather have Mason Rudolph start at this point. He rescued their season 2 years ago. And look, if it doesn't go well with him, then you go into 2026 and you've got a clean slate and you've got a lot of compensatory picks coming your way, which gives you a chance to move up and down the draft board for that year. And maybe you'll actually have your first losing season since 2003. And that was the season that set the Steelers up to draft Ben Roethlisberger. So there are worse things than having Mike Tomlin's first losing season. Yeah, I don't think he's a popular player here at all right now. Mm. And I think some of the things you've seen or heard about Cam Hayward and how he truly feels and really feels about the way Rodgers has held the team hostage, and even this Watt cryptic thing on Instagram, I do think that some of that is related to the fact that they think it's a bad look for the team, that they're basically on their knees praying that Aaron Rodgers comes here and saves them.
That Watt Instagram post, Andrew Filippone's joining us from Pittsburgh, that Instagram post where he just throws up the peace signs, like what are you making of that? What's everyone making of that?
Well, I think he wants to be the highest paid defensive player in the league. I think he wants more than Myles Garrett. Those guys have a huge personal rivalry. I don't think they like each other very much at all. And I think that Watt found it offensive when there were media reports a couple of weeks ago that the Steelers wanted to keep him but didn't want to pay him as much money as Myles Garrett. And he takes those things extremely personally. He's super prideful. This is how these guys generally keep score. So I think that that really got on his bad side. And, I also think there's probably something to the idea that he thinks it's a slap in the face that they would prioritize Aaron Rodgers over him, and they would spend all this time chasing Aaron Rodgers and not really any time to this point trying to really negotiate a contract with him. That's more of a back burner issue for them at the moment.
So Maggie had a good idea. She called Shador Sanders the idea of drafting him a palate cleanser, where you could instantly change a bunch of narratives if you bring the Sanderses to Pittsburgh. What do you think of that idea as a solution?
I've liked it a lot. I've probably among like media here and fans here been the most gung-ho and open and excited about it. And I get like all of the draft weaknesses and holes in his game and everything else, and he's not an athlete like his dad, and you know, dealing with maybe some personality quirks with him from, you know, his whole life in football and only having been coached by his dad and all those things. But he succeeded at every level, and there's obviously been roadblocks and things that have been put up to make it set up for him to fail. So I'm not someone that's going to bet against Shador Sanders, even if I acknowledge when I say that I really don't think this is a good place for him as far as the construct of the offense, the head coach. Yeah, they've got DK Metcalf, but they also have George Pickens, who I think if you're going to put him in a positive or negative column would probably be a negative, just because of the way he has a tendency to fly off the handle and be a loose cannon. So, yeah, I think that would be a lot for any quarterback, 41-year-old quarterback or 23-year-old rookie to deal with, especially when the guy's going into a contract year. Yeah, Maggie?
Oh, sorry about that. Didn't mean to cut you off there. Andrew Filippone is joining us from 93.7 The Fan for just a few more minutes. And just want to mention, I think it was Jerry Dulock who said Steelers not trading George Pickens. That was the latest. If anyone thought they were, it's going to be Pickens and Metcalf. I mean, on the outside, we're kind of curious how that's going to work, to be honest with you, Andrew.
Okay. I don't think it will. I'll answer that for you very directly. I don't think that is going to have a happy ending.
And so obviously then it would be Pickens to go, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they gave Metcalf that money. They traded a second round pick for him. George made kind of a fool of himself at the end of last season. And if not for Mike Tomlin's stubbornness and wanting to always default back to being the guy who says he's highly compensated and can get the most out of players, I think most intelligent organizations would have already washed their hands of that player.
Pony, want to play a quick game for you really quickly.
Sure.
about Pittsburgh athletes and sort of a pecking order of fame and excitement right now. So let's set this up. Two athletes walk into a restaurant. Who's creating more buzz right now, T.J. Watt or Paul Skeens?
I'd say Skeens. And obviously the baseball teams, their popularity and their approval rating is about as low as it can possibly get.
Yeah.
But he doesn't get blamed for that whatsoever. If anything, he's the reason why people are so frustrated and angry, because the Pirates have this once-in-a-lifetime player, and they're not doing enough around him. So there's absolutely a buzz about him. I don't think it hurts that Livy Dunn is his girlfriend. And then I think with Watt, like, you know, you'd be astonished maybe by the amount of people we talk to who are like, screw this guy. Don't give him Miles Garrett's contract. He's never won a playoff game. He disappeared at the end of last year. He didn't make any plays in the playoff game against the Ravens. During that 5-game losing streak, he was practically invisible. He does not get the gravitas that Troy Polamalu or any of those Steelers from the 70s get here, even though he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. So, yeah, I think that's an easy one. I mean, my personal opinion on Watt is that the Steelers should be trying to trade him, and they shouldn't make the mistake that the Browns did, where they placate the guy and give him a contract just because they want to keep up with the Joneses. He's 30 years old. Your team, in my opinion, is not very close to winning a championship. I think the Steelers of the past would flip him for as much as they could in the draft and try to replenish with younger players, and they have a great history of finding edge rushers. So that's what they should do, but my guess is they'll cave in and give in at some point and give him the money that he wants.
Last one for you, and thanks again for doing this. You know, you're busy and got family stuff and your own show today.
Well, now she's into Mrs. Potato Head. She's moved on, so we're okay.
93.7 The Fan. I know just how quickly kids move on, right? Last one for you, and if you gave Sidney Crosby some truth serum, we're talking to Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. If you gave him truth serum, how chapped do you think he was that Ovechkin got all of this attention when he broke Gretzky's scoring record?
You know what? I don't think he is. I think the relationship that I described between Watt and Garrett has a lot more malice and meanness to it than Ovechkin and Sid. I think it's evolved a lot over the years. I think at first, you know, Ovechkin in their playoff series back when the Penguins won the Cup in 09, I mean, he deliberately injured one of the Penguins defensemen in a game. He'd headhunt Malkin. I don't think they liked each other. I do think that Sid, not just because he's an extremely competitive person, but I do think it meant something extra for him to beat Ovechkin. Now I think it's just like a mutual admiration society. Mm-hmm. I think those two guys like love each other and respect the fact. And, you know, I think that there's so much pride in kind of carrying the mail for the NHL for two decades and being guys that came in at the same time with just humongous expectations to save the sport after the lockout, and they both delivered on that promise and then some. So I don't think those guys are hanging out anytime soon, but I like what Ovechkin said after he broke the record. He said, I'd love to get together with Sid and have a few beers, which is right up Ovi's alley, and just kind of go back and reminisce about his careers. And I think he actually means that genuinely, and I think that Sid would take him up on that offer. So I think things have smoothed over. They play each other tonight. I honestly would not be surprised if the game, if the Penguins, the Capitals' arch rival, did something to celebrate what Ovechkin did.
Wow.
And if there isn't some kind of moment either before the game or during a commercial break or intermission where those two guys like pose for a picture or do something together, I really wouldn't be shocked by that at all.
Real quick follow-up on Maggie's question, walking into a restaurant. Who's the all-time number one walking into a restaurant Pittsburgh guy? Who's the number one? For Philadelphia, it's probably Dr. J. Who's that guy in Pittsburgh?
You know, the old heads would say Joe Green. I think the guys who have been Steelers fans forever, like my dad's generation, would say him. I'd say among players of like the last 30 or so years, I think it's a toss-up between Sid and Polamalu. I think the reverence for Troy is just off the charts here. Like, I've never, wow, ever, whether it's about like him off the field, or like, look, I mean, there's genuinely definitely a debate over whether or not he was better than Ed Reed. But so it's not even an open shut case that he was the best safety of his generation. And he definitely was not their most important player. That was Ben. But he's just so beloved. He's such a salt of the earth, down to earth guy that it would be one of those two guys. But Lemieux's also up there. I can't leave him out. I mean, he saved the Penguins. And the only reason why they're still in Pittsburgh is because he bought the team and got it out of bankruptcy. So
Pony, can't tell you how much we appreciate this. Andrew Filippone, you can listen to him, 93.7 The Fan. There is so much going on in Pittsburgh right now between the Steelers quarterback situation.
But no one's winning.
Still interesting. Sometimes losing is interesting. Paul Skeens is there. All this great stuff happening in Pittsburgh. We appreciate it, Pony.
Okay, see you, Maggie. Bye for love.
See ya.
Later.
I think the answer, and I'm not going to disagree with Andrew Filippone, who's doing a show every day in Pittsburgh. So he says Troy Polamalu and Sidney Crosby. That's totally right.
There's Lemieux in there, too.
Yeah, Lemieux. I think the answer, may he rest in peace, is Franco Harris. I mean, Franco Harris is the guy who's got the statue at the airport. You are greeted.
So that's interesting. You put Franco over Bradshaw.
But you fly into Pittsburgh, okay? You get off the plane, and it feels like every gate goes to the same place, and you get funneled to the same escalator, and it's the statue of Franco Harris.
Okay, I'm looking at a list that I got. I mean, you got Lemieux's a giant. Yeah. Clemente's a giant.
Well, okay, but now we're going back.
But you also, Willie Stargell's a giant. Joe Green's a giant. This is a city of giants.
Yeah.
I think Franco... I mean, first of all, Franco has too much competition on his own team. And Sidney and Mario Lemieux, God, I mean, this is probably one of the best Mount Rushmores there is. I got Franco at number 5, Big Ben at 6.
Ben's controversial, though.
Yeah.
You know, because he's got the off-the-field stuff.
He's top 10, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Terry Bradshaw, nobody said, by the way, who's probably actually the most recognizable because he's been on TV and movies and been in our lives for so long.
I recently watched a Terry Bradshaw Football Life before. Wildly controversial, like turned his back on the city, turned his back on the team, turned his back, had a lot of mental health issues that he talks about. But I mean,
he's the biggest celebrity, though.
Yes, but I don't think he's beloved like Troy Polamalu, by the way, is hysterical in commercials. He's like, you know how Brian Dawkins is a god in Philadelphia?
Yep.
Yeah, I love. Remember, we're going to do that Mount Rushmores of every city.
Don't give it away, Pearl.
Oh, Pittsburgh's is amazing. Except their baseball team, they have all these guys, and then they leave.
Well, that's the organization's fault.
I was about to say, you better get Paul Skeens in that restaurant soon because he's going to be walking into a New York restaurant in about 4 years.
You mentioned Barry Bonds. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Thank you to Andrew Filippone. Pony says no to Rodgers, rather go with Mason Rudolph at this point. I get where he's coming from. I don't think that's what the organization is thinking, though. I would imagine they are still holding out hope that Rodgers either has a change of heart or somehow just shows up. I don't know.
I just had to Google, is Carson Wentz signed anywhere? It's inevitable, Maggie.
Stop making Wentz a thing. He's not good in the state of Pennsylvania. It's like oil and water.
What are you talking about? He's almost won an MVP in the state of Pennsylvania.
And then
which
what
is
happened?
Crazy.
888-710-4ISN. Okay, lots to do, including, the one quarterback that has certainly now become the apple of the eye of so many GMs. Didn't see this guy coming 2 weeks ago. So we'll tell you who it is next, MP.
Okay, so you're not into raspberries.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Man, I kind of wish I was a Pittsburgh sports fan. It just sounds so fascinating at all times. We're just going over great Pittsburgh athletes. Do you guys know the movie The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh? Anyone know this movie?
Yeah.
Dr. J was a fictional basketball player.
Yeah, but the only so we just talked to Andrew Filippone from 93.7 The Fan of Pittsburgh about the Aaron Rodgers situation and about what's going on with Paul Skeens and everything. But he said, yeah, they're interesting, but nobody's winning. So do you really want to be a Pittsburgh sports fan right now?
You have a lot of history. And you could take the Pitt guys. You could take Marino and Tony Dorsett. You have a lot of things to go with
Aaron
here.
Aaron Donald?
Yeah, Aaron Donald.
Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett. You have all the you have the high school quarterbacks, used to be the cradle quarterbacks. It does feel like a lot of the past now that I go over that.
Well, I mean, Crosby's playing tonight.
Yeah.
Again.
My vibe from Filippone is he wants a reset. He wants to tank.
The Shedeur Sanders thing, or Shedeur, where for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who obviously need a starting quarterback right now. And I think Shedeur is good for a lot of different teams. Whether you're the Giants and you need to move on from the Daniel Jones situation, whether you're Pittsburgh and you're still trying to find the heir apparent to Ben Roethlisberger, no one's going to compare him to Ben Roethlisberger. No one's going to compare him to Kenny Pickett. I just think Shador's his own thing. I think New Orleans should be interested. Like, there's so many things about him. I'm not saying he's going to blow you away as, like, the biggest prospect, but I think he can come in and start right away, and I think that he can handle it, whatever it is, that whether it's the being the face of the franchise, whether it's trying to turn the page from a lot of losing, I think he can handle all of it.
Yeah, I think he's a terrible idea for Pittsburgh, and Filippone actually convinced me of that, because their offense is going to stink because Arthur Smith is the offensive coordinator. Here's a question. I got away from what I think the meta match. I'd rather be 3-14 than 10-7. Shedeur Sanders gets you a lot of 10-7. That's what I think. And Pony's like, this is not a great fit because it's not the kind of offense. Like, Shedeur with the right offense coordinator can probably put up huge numbers. He ain't going to do it in Pittsburgh. They're just going to be good. I think there's enough good. We need to be really bad and get a generational guy. That's what I heard from him, where to me, Shedeur is much like, he's like kind of a Kirk Cousins type. Very, very productive.
Okay, but here's the thing. You can tell me that the Pittsburgh Steelers could go into the season with Mason Rudolph and trade TJ Watt on draft night and look at a 3-win season.
Right.
Are you firing Arthur Smith? Because if you bring in, say you get Arch Manning, I mean, you could say whatever you want. If you're going to keep that offense, then you're never going to be satisfied. You, Andrew Perloff, you're never going to be sad. You're never going to think that they're a Super Bowl contender. You're never going to think this is real, as long as, I think what I'm reading between the lines here is that Mike Tomlin's holding a back.
No, but if you get somebody who's so transcendently talented, like a Big Ben, they can overcome all that. I think Shedeur needs to be in the right spot. I think everyone.
Big Ben had Bruce Arians. Like, Big Ben had really good offensive coordinators at times.
Big Ben dropped back and he shed tacklers like they were not even there, and he was fast and he could throw the ball a million miles an hour. You could overcome a lot.
He also had a great offensive line. He had Le'Veon Bell. He had good receivers who were head cases, but they were good. I mean, he had, what's his face? Just went in the Hall of Fame. He had a great offensive line.
But you think of,
LSU, I can't.
If you think of a Fanica.
Fanica, thank you.
If you think of a system guy, Big Ben is not that. He does not barely, doesn't run the system, holds on to the ball forever. That was not Big Ben. I think system guy, I think smaller, really got rhythm passer, needs to go through his reads. Big Ben would just drop back and be like, you can't tackle me. I'm just going to find one of my talented receivers downfield. Sorry, EJ, you were
saying. No, I was going to say, but he did have good offensive stats, right?
Yeah.
Ken Wisenhunt, you mentioned Bruce Arians, Russ Grimm, coaching off the line. Like, I think that does help because we can talk about Ben's, what he does well. We also talk about his shortcomings. And I think some of this stuff was masked because they always ran the ball well. They were great at trick plays. Like, you know, of course, you know, the touchdown pass thrown by the wide receiver in the Super Bowl, the first one they won. Like, I do think that the coaching definitely helped.
Mm.
But also, Shedeur Sanders, like, I would not draft him because I have a bad coach right now. Like, he's going to outlive Arthur Smith. Like, Arthur Smith's not going to be the Pittsburgh offensive coordinator for 10 years. So,
right.
To me, like, if I was Pittsburgh, regardless of the fit, I'd say if he's the best quarterback and I need a quarterback, you take him without even caring about Arthur Smith.
I agree. Let's go to Dominic. He's in San Francisco. Dom, what's up, dude?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. That was a great spot from that guy from Pittsburgh. As far as the icon walking into the restaurant, don't you think it should be Roberto Clemente?
That's what Perloff said. I posed a question. Let me catch the rest of the audience up to that. I posed a question to Andrew Filippone, who's in Pittsburgh and does radio there. I said, say you're in a restaurant and TJ Watt walks in or Paul Skeens walks in, who's going to get more buzz? Like, who's going to get more people talking? And he said right now, Paul Skeens. Then Perloff asked, well, who's the all-time athlete from Pittsburgh who could walk into a restaurant? Who gets the most buzz? Yes, Clemente, legendary, of course.
Another thing, if I may, real quick, as far as Ovechkin, and they keep saying scoring record, he'll never get a sniff if he lives two lifetimes of Gretzky's scoring record.
Goal scored record.
He has gold.
Goal scored record.
But as far as scoring record goes, he's way behind.
No, Wayne's got that one. I should have said goal scored record, Dom. Thanks so much for the correction there. I thought it was interesting, you know, Crosby and Ovechkin, who are playing tonight, they were just such, it was so great for the NHL, Pearl, that they were such big rivals and didn't like each other. But now, you know, guys get older, start reminiscing a little bit more, start thinking about the good old days. And I guess Filippone was saying he wouldn't be surprised if the Penguins actually did something for Gretzky in the game tonight, which I find crazy.
Okay, so you're not into raspberries.
I'll take your word for it. Yeah, I don't know.
I just didn't think they would do that.
Yeah. I mean, Crosby and Ovechkin, do you really think they were that engaged with each other through the years?
Yeah, I do think that meeting in the playoffs and the headhunting that Ovechkin was doing on Malkin, I think that leads to bad blood.
I've been watching a lot of media on Ovechkin. He feels a little Jokic to me.
Like, No.
Oh,
no,
my God. That dude loves his beer. That is very clear.
And watch what were you talking about?
Like, at least an older Ovechkin doesn't seem as super engaged.
No.
It's just like, I go out there, I play hockey, and I drink beer after the game. I'm getting that sense from him.
He just chased down Gretzky at 40 years old.
Yeah, I mean, Joker's the greatest NBA player of our generation. He doesn't get all caught up in these small things. Ovechkin seems a little, like, beyond it all. I think an older Ovechkin is not like, I'm not surprised that they've moved past this rivalry. You don't sense that, like, he's sort of not as, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, he's definitely, he's closer to Joker. There's no commonalities there. You don't see that?
Well, I think we're talking, I'm not exactly sure. So Joker's reputation is that he doesn't care about basketball and he'd rather be on a farm in Serbia. I do not get the sense that Alexander Ovechkin doesn't care about hockey.
I feel like he doesn't live and breathe all of the hoopla around him. I noticed Ovechkin seemed less excited about the record than everybody else was to me. I felt like he has a style where it's like, yeah, you know what, at the end of the game, this was amazing. I'm very proud of myself, but pass the Bud Light.
Well, yeah, I think
which
maybe,
reminds you of Joker a little bit.
I guess.
I think he's more of a party animal. I think maybe he's different.
Joker's not a party.
No.
Ovechkin's like Russian Gronk.
Right, exactly.
Right. Not like
what's the name? Joker is almost like indifferent. I don't see the same. Ovechkin doesn't strike as indifferent. He just celebrates hard.
Yeah, he strikes me as a little Gronk-like though, in the sense that, like, right now he seems to love everybody, whereas like Brady was a killer. You know, he's not Kobe-ish to me, but
That's true.
You guys know more about him. It just doesn't strike me as like I'm gonna play my game. I'm not out here to like denigrate other people. It seems like. sounded like everybody was into this. Every single player in the NHL.
I know. I'm having trouble wrapping my brain around it because I'm like, you're telling me Gretzky's not just a little bit miffed that one of his, I know he's got a million records, but this, the goal scored record, you know, doesn't get to die with him. And then, you know, same thing about Crosby. These guys were rivals for so long. I know Crosby's got Ovechkin on Stanley Cups, but, you know, they were the faces of the league forever. And Crosby, yes, is thought of as the better player, but now Ovechkin's getting this hero celebration every place he goes. This is what I know about athletes. They love each other, kind of, but they love themselves more. And I think they always are very protective of their legacies, whether they say it out loud or not, even Jokic.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't know. I mean, Jokic definitely doesn't care. I don't agree with that.
If
also,
he didn't care,
a lot
he'd
of these hockey players are Canadians, they're really nice.
They're killers.
Yeah, no,
they're nice killers.
Nah, I don't know. They're genuinely nice.
Don't mistake friendly and nice for not intense on the ice.
I think there's a different. I think you're misreading hockey culture a little bit.
And I am.
Yeah, I don't think it's exactly as you described.
I think some of that Joker stuff also is a game.
I think
you're because that guy gets technical fouls. He's gotten ejected from games for just going after referees. He's blown up Markieff Morris in a game. Like, he's not like this. Oh, I don't care about basketball. I just go like he's intense.
I think he's kind of playing into the bit a little bit too about he didn't want to go to the parade because he wanted to go home. He still wanted to win the title. The other part too is, you know, he. Like, in my opinion, Michael Malone is still the head coach if Joker still wants him there. So I think in some ways he may have ordered the code red on the coach getting fired. You're telling me there's not an owner alive who doesn't consult with his star player like that before they make that kind of decision?
Well, he said Kroenke came to him and said the decision was made. Yeah. So he was like, I'm not going to tell you how I feel about it. I don't know if he wanted that to happen.
I also think Joker, the day the season's over, I don't think he watches 1 second of NBA. Like, I'll bet you Kobe studied everything and was watching SportsCenter. I don't think Joker engages with the NBA the day he leaves.
I played in the Olympics.
I don't know. I've played with people like this before. We all have who just didn't seem to care about it. We're better than everybody. Like, God, I try so damn hard, and this guy barely just shows up, rips off his sweatpants, and is dropping 35. I just think he's one of those guys. I don't think he cares about the NBA like we do.
Maybe he moves in silence. Maybe he actually is working really hard. He's just not putting out there on Instagram like every weight that Jason Tatum lifts has been documented somewhere.
Yeah. I just don't think he cares about the NBA storylines like we do. I think a lot of athletes kind of laugh at us. They're like, why are you breaking down this, that, and the other thing? I think they just like, they see it as a job. They do their job and they go home. And they could still be great.
Right.
Ovechkin does his job, opens a six-pack, and he says, let's party.
Straight to the bar, and then swimming in a fountain.
He just basically called him, I think you're underestimating how much of a problem drinker Alexander Ovechkin
is. He's a party animal.
Guy is a party. He is. Yeah, he's a party animal. That guy, I've never seen that guy not with either a hockey stick or a bud.
Meanwhile, LeBron gets off the court and is like, now I have to work out for 2.5 hours. And Kobe
LeBron
went
sleeps
home.
On a VersaClimber. Yeah.
Kobe went home and watched 7 hours of tape before the next game 63 against Memphis. I just think that some guys are cut out differently.
Andrew Bogish is here with headlines for us.
Stay alive! Guys, a year ago, Klay Thompson was still a Warrior, missing all 10 shots he took in a play-in loss to the Kings.
That doesn't sound good.
Last night, as a Maverick against the Kings again, no such issues.
Exum against Carter. Right to left. Scoop it. Thompson again for three. Yes!
23, and you guess what your reward is for winning Game 7? Another Game 7.
Mavs radio setting the scene. Dallas gets to play Memphis for the last spot in the West bracket tomorrow night. After this, 120-106 win in Sacramento. 5 threes, 23 points from Clay.
I thought I did a good job tonight of not forcing it. You know, human nature, when you have a season on a sour note like that, you want to come out here and prove people wrong, but... Probably did a good job to start the game, trying to dish, rebound, play defense, and now the shots came to me after that.
The Kings, meanwhile, are done and are reportedly about to break up with GM Monty McNair after 5 seasons.
Freaking
Bulls bum. Also heading into the offseason after losing at home to the Heat 109-90. This game kind of over at halftime when Miami led 71-47. Eric Spoelstra's team has now won 9 of its last 13 games.
Guys feel great about this win. Really put a lot into this. This is not something that could just, you know, happen overnight. You know, we feel like there's been some good things you know, happening the last several weeks. And this is the first time we've been, you know, mostly whole, you know, in a while where guys feel good.
Tyler Hero led the attack with 38 last night. The Heat and Hawks in Atlanta tomorrow night for the 8th seed in the East. That gets them their first round date with the Cavaliers. As you guys have been discussing all morning, depending on whom you read, former Tennessee QB Nico Iamaleava is close to, might be, probably is, transferring to UCLA. An ESPN report says the Bruins are not offering anything close to the $4 million that the family was asking the Vols for. There is also a rule change now in college football
in
to combat fake injuries starting this fall. If the training staff comes on the field to treat a player after the ball has been spotted for the next play, that team's charged a timeout or gets a 5-yard delay of game penalty if it's out of timeouts.
Wow.
It's us and USC.
Explain that rule again. I'm sorry.
So this is to combat guys who, like, as the ball is being snapped, or like sitting down going, oh, I have a cramp. So if the ball has been spotted already, and then a guy goes, oh, I'm hurt, and the training staff comes out, that is automatically a timeout, or it's a penalty if you don't have a timeout to use.
What if the guy is hurt?
He's genuinely hurt.
What if the training staff doesn't run out and is...
And he has to crawl off the field.
Yeah, the only way... I just didn't remember the connection. The only way to get the timeout is for the training staff actually runs onto the field. I guess that's how
the guy is hurt, like, from the moment the previous play ends.
Yeah, because I've seen guys fake. I never even thought about, like, it's only official if the training staff runs out.
Can I play in a scenario for you? Sometimes your adrenaline is going so much. Yeah. Listen, guys are faking injuries all the time. The coaching staff is telling them to do it, by the way. Yeah. There's a sign, a signal that says, like, go down.
Yeah, we all know.
But here's the thing. Sometimes guys do get hurt, and they'll pop right back up because the adrenaline, and then they'll take a few steps, and then they'll kind of crumble to the ground. Like, that's a real injury. You're going to get charged a timeout there?
Yeah, I guess. Or they're going to try to use common sense because they didn't have a way to use common sense when a guy just was like, oh, my leg hurts, and like sat down for a second.
I think they should make the rule any injuries, you have to take a timeout. I mean, otherwise, for them to play judge makes no sense.
It doesn't, but the problem with that is you could legitimately have three actual injuries and then you have no timeouts left. That's not your fault either. You can't be that penalized for guys just having the bad luck of getting hurt.
Can you imagine someone as like, you know, heaven forbid, but like a bone sticking out of your body and it's like, we can't call timeout.
Yeah.
Just limp over
suck
here.
It up, Jimmy.
Sheesh.
A baseball rarity yesterday. For the first time since 2009, five former number one overall picks all went deep on the same day. The group including Bryce Harper and Jackson Holliday.
One ball, no strikes. Here it comes. Holiday hits it in the air, deep left center field. Thomas on his way back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. It is bullpen bound, and it's a grand slam.
On Orioles radio, Jackson Holiday helping Baltimore beat Cleveland 9-1 16 years ago. The five number ones that went deep were A-Rod, Griffey, Josh Hamilton, Joe Mauer, and Pat Burrell.
Wow.
And finally, the NHL's playoff field is set. There is one night left for the regular season. The Canadiens clinching the second East wild card with a 4-2 win over the Hurricanes. Montreal gets top-seeded Washington in round one. Guys, back to you.
Hey, Maggie, do you remember Pat Burrell?
Hey, I don't want to talk about Pat Burrell.
Pat Burrell could hit against one team, my favorite Philly. Well, not one of my favorite. He could only hit against the Mets. Hit like 450 against the Mets. It was the best.
Didn't he smash his face into the wall at Citizens Bank Park in like center field?
No, that was Aaron Rowan.
Ah.
Pat Burrell was not athletic enough to play center field.
No. He was playing first base, wasn't he, Pat Burrell?
Right field?
Right field.
Yeah. Wait, sorry, Boogs, do you have the other number one pitch
you
hit him
here
yesterday?
I have him. Do you think you can name another one?
No, I was shocked.
There's one that you will not come close to getting.
There's a couple. I don't
think. Is it that shortstop from Vanderbilt? That was years ago now.
The shortstop from Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
What a great description.
Royce something. Remember that guy was a number one pick?
No.
Rory Mack.
Royce something. Wasn't there a number one pick out of Vanderbilt? Am I crazy here? Okay, I have no idea.
A lot of the Vandy guys are pitchers.
I don't know where Royce Lewis went. He's on the Twins now.
Okay,
who are the guys? Bogus gave you the easiest ones.
Yes, Bryce Harper, Jackson Holliday. You've got those two.
There was one that was selected first overall by the Phillies.
But it's not on the Phillies anymore.
It's not
right?
on the Phillies anymore. No,
I don't know.
Yeah, this is going to be painful. Do you want to read them or me? But go ahead.
I don't have all of them in front of me now.
So it's Bryce Harper, Jackson Holliday, Spencer Torkelson, Mickey Moniak, and Henry Davis.
Oh, Moniak, yeah.
Yeah.
That was 2016. I don't even know what team he's on right now.
Wow.
The one that he just hit a home run for.
Thank you, Manny. Henry Davis was in the news as well because the other day he caught Paul Skeens, and it was the first time ever, I think, that a number one overall pitcher was caught by a number one overall catcher in the same
game. Yep, first battery that both picks were number one overall.
Mickey Moniak plays for your Colorado Rockies.
That's, wow. Are you really in the majors?
No.
Oh, I wasn't that far off with the Royce Lewis. Yeah,
yeah, that's a bogus.
Yeah. Number one pick 2017. I can't believe I knew that.
Out of high school or out of Vandy?
You knew it-ish. You're in the neighborhood. Yeah, did you go to Vandy?
No, that I'm trying to find out.
And he doesn't play shortstop in the majors.
Probably committed to Vandy, but got picked so high that he just went pro.
I mean, the MLB draft, that is one of the funniest ones because it's like so random. Once in a while, we know a guy. Most years, we're like, who?
Once in a while, you'll get like Russell Wilson and Tim Tebow drafted.
Yeah. Usually, if it's not somebody who played son, then I'm not, I don't really know. But yes. Jackson Holliday, I remember.
Oh, yeah, because it's Matt Holliday's son.
And Matt doesn't seem like he was playing all that long ago.
I know. That's the one that's been tough for me in baseball.
Yankee legend Matt Holliday.
Okay, so I combined Royce Lewis, who was a 2017 number one pick, with 2015 number one pick, Dansby Swanson. I was like, some kind of fancy name. That's all not right. That far off. I mean, that was both,
not that far gone, on either.
Could have gone deep last night. Who knows?
I guess.
It's possible. Okay, coming up, we have the guy who's been flying up draft boards. One coach is calling him the best quarterback in the draft. Obviously, it's not Cam Ward. We'll tell you who it is next. M&P. It's just informed that Sunny Delight still exists. That's an upset. There's no oranges in that thing. Welcome back to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Sorry, I thought that, you know, in a healthier,
Sunny D,
a healthier world that we live in.
Yoohoo's also still a thing.
Who?
Yoohoo.
I am weirdly like Yoohoo, and people make fun of me for that.
It's chocolate water,
isn't
it?
I love that chocolate water.
It's chocolate milk with no milk.
Right.
It's got a weird flavor, too. But it's been around for years.
I don't think I've ever had a Yoohoo. It doesn't, that's not doing it for me.
You guys, no, my favorite is Strawberry Quick.
Oh yeah, no, I like a little.
Yeah, you don't like strawberry milk stuff.
That Nesquik like pre-made milk stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's good. Give it a little shake. Mm.
I get this thing now. It's some bougie store, like Whole Foods. It's a protein shake, but it's really just chocolate milk.
Yeah,
sure.
And it's like healthy, but then you don't read the ingredients or
no, never.
They're like no sugar, but it's sweet. So how come? Yeah, I don't know.
At one point, the chocolate milk lobby was working very hard to get into the athlete space and the sports space. I once remember at Sports Illustrated interviewing Apollo Anton Ono, who was trying to convince me that chocolate milk was good for your recovery.
I remember that.
Whatever you say, dude. Cool soul patch.
Sponsored by by cows.
By Hershey's.
Yeah, it was crazy. That chocolate milk thing.
Did you say nice soul patch?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was a cool guy, actually. Okay, let's get to insider Diane Orsini, who's got some juicy tidbits on next week's NFL draft, which is a week from today in Green Bay, Wisconsin. The guy whose stock is rising the most. Take it, Diana.
And Tyler Shuck is a player in this draft who I can tell you a week out from the draft, his stock is rising. He is a name that I am hearing in league circles way more now than I was just 3 weeks ago in terms of a QB on the board that could be taken in the first round.
Okay, so how good is Tyler Shuck, the seventh-year college player, most recently from Louisville?
I had a head coach in the NFL, a current one, tell me that he thinks that Tyler Shuck is the best quarterback in this class. And I even said better than Cam Ward. He said better than Cam Ward. So
really,
this is why the draft is such a gamble. You don't know.
So there you go. That's Diana Orsini. At least one coach thinks that he's the best quarterback in this draft. We had Dane Brugler on from The Athletic earlier in the show. If you missed it, Maggie and Perloff podcast, rewind function, whole deal, Sirius XM 375, who said that he actually has seen that the traits are as good as anyone in the draft.
It's amazing. This is the most all over the place draft that you can hear that about a Tyler Shuck. Mel Kiper has Shador Sanders as his number one over Cam Ward. Underdog Fantasy has Jalen Milroe QB2. I have no idea what's happening here. I have no idea. I know Cam Ward at one, but I don't know Tyler Shuck. I don't know Shador. I don't know Jalen Milroe. Okay. And I don't know Jackson Dart either.
So here's the other part. You're right. Nobody knows any of this stuff. But don't you think it is a little interesting that the NFL decided to invite Jalen Milroe, and I believe Tyler Shuck got invited to the draft also.
Did he say no?
So it's going to be Cam Ward, Jalen Milrow, Jackson Dart. I think those are your only quarterbacks who said yes. But the fact that they invited Shuck, like, they're not trying to embarrass guys. But these are dudes who have second and third round grades on them up until a week ago.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but when you say grades, so you saw the NFL grade on them?
No, but that's like the draft consensus grade.
Yeah, but that's immediate.
That's
true. The NFL should know more than that, theoretically. For Jalen Milrow.
I mean, they invited Will Levis to the draft in Kansas City, and that didn't work out well.
He went, what, 34th?
Yeah, but still, I mean, he sat there all night.
Right. So it's just they were close. Tyler Shuck, would he be thrilled to go 35? That'd be good. I think this year's draft class because you have those teams at the top who are sitting there right there at the top of the second round. Yeah, I mean, if you're Tyler Shuck and you come out of this at 34 to the Giants,
I'm not going to Green Bay, so I can sit there all night in an uncomfortable suit just to not be taken and have a camera in my face, my girlfriend, he's married, his wife's face, parents, everyone, you know, you're looking sad and aloof, checking your phone 100 times. Like, I'm over that draft storyline. I know the networks probably love it because we're watching this guy sit there and squirm and struggle, but I really don't need that anymore.
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though.
Do you think there's any chance that Milrow does go first?
He's going to be there, so I hope he does because I don't want him to be the guy who we're just looking at his sad face all night.
Yeah, I did see. So he's the only player invited who has plus odds to go in the first round, but it's plus 120.
That's almost
a coin flip.
Yeah.
Everybody else, there's 17 attendees. They don't expect it. Vegas doesn't expect any fallers yet. 17's not that many. Still, someone's going to fall.
Yeah, we know the teams lie to these guys constantly. Like, the teams will tell you, oh, if you're there at five, we're taking you at five. They lie about this stuff all the time because we always hear after the fact when players say, yeah, so-and-so said they were going to take me at five, and then all of a sudden here I went at 25.
Yeah. The one for me is Geno Smith. I mean, I couldn't believe every mock draft had him going 3 or 4 to the Raiders and just sat there until the top of the second round.
Thank you, EJ Stewart. Thank you to Manny Rodriguez, Andrew Bogush, Andrew Kaplan. Thank you to Andrew Filipponi, who joined us, Dane Brugler, who joined us. Again, if you miss any part of the Maggie and Perloff show, we got the podcast, we got the rewind function on Odyssey app. We are on Sirius XM channel 375, and we will see you tomorrow.